I'd like to call Education Committee to order. It is 8:05. We have three members present, Senator Olson and Senator Stevens, myself, Betty Davis. We have one bill to come before us today, a resolution. And it's going to be presented by my staff member. If you'll introduce yourself for the record.
For the record, my name is Don Burrell, staff to Senator Betty Davis. SJR 2 is the Federal Higher Education Fund and Program Resolution. SJR 2 urges Congress to appropriate adequate funding for higher education to all United States citizens. This resolution allows Alaskans in need of assistance to receive a higher education without the burdening dilemma of covering all educational expenses. President Obama has set higher education as a major priority for America. In order for our country to continue to be a leading nation in higher education must become more accessible. Over the past 20 years, higher education enrollment has risen by 20%. During this same period, state subsidies of higher education has continued to decline. This has caused the student tuition and fees to rise by 316%, while overall inflation only rose about 83%. This increased financial responsibility on many students and their families disincentivizes higher education for many minorities, low-income families, and individuals trying to excel in their career of choice. Alaskans can obtain a higher education, but the federal government must do more to make higher education more accessible to our citizens. SJR 2 recognizes both the financial and foundational changes that need to be made in accessibility to higher education. SJR 2 asks for the establishment of a new program appropriating $70 billion in funding and rebuilding student access to higher education. This amount is less than 10% of the total funds allocated by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. SJR 2 includes college grants for our military veterans, allows the student loan forgiveness, and increases the funding available through the existing Pell Grant program. SJR 2 urges the President and Congress to close the educational achievement gap in our country and fuel the future generation's educational abilities in our global economy. And with that, I'm open for questions.
Senator Stevens.
Madam Chair, I could not be in more support of this bill. I think it's just crucial that we have the things have gotten so far out of whack, and I think it's essential that particularly students with financial needs have an opportunity to go to college. I just question the logic in the second paragraph. The first sentence, over the past 10 years, higher education enrollment has risen by 20%. I think that's true. Second, during the same period, state subsidy of higher education continued to decline. That's true. Then the conclusion, this has caused the student tuition and fees to rise by 316%. I don't think the cause of higher tuition is just the fact that we have more students and that state subsidies have gone down. A big issue is the cost of the university, the cost of the administration, the cost of the faculty, the cost of facilities. I mean, why have we gone up 316%? When inflation is only going to be 3%. Nothing wrong with the bill, and I don't say I'm not criticizing the bill at all, but I think there's a serious problem here that we have got to face. Why is education becoming so expensive in this country? And not that Alaska is doing very well. We're doing particularly badly. The NCSL has given us a rating of F in assisting students with needs. So just for that one question, I think you need to rewrite that a little bit because there are other reasons why the costs of education have increased.
May I ask just this? Would you prefer to see another whereas in there? Because that is part of the problem. But if you want us to put it based on some other scenario that you just mentioned?
Madam Chair, that's not necessary. I don't mean to change the whereas, but somehow we Does it say the whereas? I'm just looking at the sponsor statement.
You're just looking at the sponsor statement.
Does the whereas say that the reason for the increase is higher enrollment and decline in state subsidies?
I don't think it addressed that in the resolution.
Okay.
It's just addressing the funding levels. He has that in that sponsor statement, but
I'm just referring to the sponsor statement.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Senator Olson, you have any comments on this?
Actually, I don't, Madam Chairman. I just am concerned about what's going on and the trend that's happening, because higher education is the only way we will be able to keep ourselves on the forefront of global economy, as well as being a global participant in what's going on.
I would agree with that. Mr. Oba, is it Obey or Oba?
Hi, Senator. My name is Saichi Oba.
Yes.
I'm the Associate Vice President for Students at the University of Alaska. Go ahead, ma'am.
I see you're here for questions, but would you like to comment on this resolution?
I would like to say that the university supports this resolution, and we support all the efforts the Alaska legislation has made on behalf of the university and our students. I am here. I'm available for any questions, or for now or later, if you or the committee have any.
Did you hear the comment that was made by Senator Stevens?
I did, and I believe Senator Stevens has a very valid point. There are a number of factors that have gone into the increased cost of higher education. I would also say that good old-fashioned capitalism has come into play in higher education as well. Overall, the cost for everything all universities do has increased. But I believe his central point was that the reasons for higher costs cannot simply be attributed to lower subsidies from states. There's more than just that, and I would agree with that.
That is correct, and I was wondering if you would be interested in helping us come up with a whereas that we could put that into this resolution.
I was looking, in fact, I was looking at the resolution and not the sponsor statement, and so I had seen where there are a couple of whereas, beginning with line 29, it discusses the university has increased its tuition. Actually, 25. I'm wrong.
I don't.
I'm actually. I'm sure I have the right one in front of me. I would be happy to. I hope you don't mean for me to do that in real time now on the phone.
No, I do not. I do not. I just asked if you were interested in doing that. However, the resolution doesn't speak to the causes. It's just in the sponsor statement that he identified that area. And the sponsor statement will not be going with the resolution. But I thought if it was important enough, we might want to add another whereas in here.
I'd be happy to help that if that's what you'd like.
Okay. What's the will of the committee?
Madam Chairman, I do have a question. On paragraph 3, it talks about the establishment of a new program appropriating $70 billion in funding and rebuilds student access to higher education. Where would you anticipate this program to be? Would it be on the university level?
This is higher education.
Yes.
Yes.
Through the chair, yes.
On the university level, mm-hmm. Not here necessarily, or not on a federal level where you...
This is going to the federal level because that's what they're proposing, that we allocate that much money. I don't know how the money would be divided around the various universities, but it is for higher education. That's not the amount of money that the state would be getting. Senator Stevens?
It's just a question of Dr. Oboff, if he's still there.
I am.
What is the university, and I'm a great fan of the university, and I think it's very important we have a very strong university in this state, but what is the university doing in terms of containing costs? If you can respond to that, can you also tell us, are there investments the university has that they've suffered losses from because of the decline in the stock market and the fiscal crisis in the country?
I'll start with that second question. The chief financial officer for the university, a gentleman named Joe Trubach, has been very clear in communicating to the system staff as well as the university campus staff that the investment losses at the university are severe due to the economy. And I would not give you a specific dollar amount because this really isn't my area of expertise, but it is in the millions. So the answer to your second question is yes. As to your first question, I can speak to the organization that I'm in, which is the System Administration, and beginning before the fall, the president has asked us to take steps to reduce our operating budget, to reduce our costs, and those have included a minimum 10% reduction in travel for this fiscal year. We actually are on a 17% reduction pace. We have not filled almost 18 positions, or actually have reduced by 18 staff the system administration. I believe we have a goal of just about 20 people for this fiscal year. We have implemented freezes on hiring just to slow the process down, which also increases our ability to save salary. So from the organization that I represent, the system administration, we have taken immediate measures to do that. And I believe the campuses have also been engaged in cost-cutting measures as much as they can.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm glad the university is addressing that serious issue.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Senator Olson.
One of the questions I have is, what are the private institutions doing about this dire need? Are they also going to be getting, or what are they doing in particular? Does anybody know?
Through the chair, based on this resolution, these funds would be going coming from the federal government to all programs based on financial need, Pell Grant, and whatever program they choose to set up, as long as it addresses some sort of financial assistance for the military veterans returning. And veterans, as long as it addresses financial need, increasing the Pell Grant if possible, and any other way to shore up the shortfall financially that students have to deal with, as well as the educational system as a whole. The purpose of this resolution really is just request those funds and really build the system, rebuild the system, if you will.
So these funds are going to be available to private institutions if, as long as the student has a financial need?
I'd like to make a statement on that also. I'm not sure if this money would go to a private institution. I don't know how the United States government handled private institutions. I didn't know that they gave them money. I thought it was all for public schools because that's what this is. Of course, I could find out, but I doubt very seriously if this money would be going to private institutions. I mean, unless the money follows the students regardless of where they go, they might get some of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it would not be going to them.
Madam Chair, this is Saichi Oba. I can address a little bit of that if you'd like.
I would like for you to.
Typically, private universities and colleges are eligible for federal financial aid, or their students are,
right,
as long as they meet the criteria the federal government sets out for them. So, for example, the same Pell Grant that a University of Alaska student applies for and receives from the federal government, a student attending a private university in this state or other states, as long as that institution they attend meets the criteria of the federal government and the student themselves meet the criteria of the Pell Grant, they will receive federal help.
Right. Any other question?
Just a quick
Senator
question
Stevens?
Dr. Oba. The issue, I'm going to really date myself here. I remember when I was in college, I had a national defense student loan. That was everyone that I knew as an undergraduate had that loan. Is that a program that exists anymore? Is this something to, similar to that?
You know, I'm going to have to claim just a lack of knowledge on this. I don't believe there is a national defense student loan any longer. There was a direct student loan program, which is still actually available. However, the university does not participate in direct student lending. We work through a network of lenders. Direct student lending typically is direct from the government. But I don't believe the National Defense Student Loan is still in play. I believe it is now a direct student loan.
Well, thank you. And the Pell Grants that have many students, ever since that's been established, has been widely used. Is that just for students with financial needs, the Pell Grants, or is that for all students?
It is. It is only for students with the highest financial need. And financial need is determined by the free application for student aid, or the acronym that is used is FAFSA. Until a student and their family complete that form, the federal government cannot determine their financial need or eligibility. But the Pell itself is considered the foundation of federal financial aid. And needy students receive a Pell Grant, and upon the Pell Grant is built the rest of the financial aid a student might receive.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Is there anybody online that wants to testify to this resolution? Is there anybody in the audience? You're not. I'm going to close public testimony. And what is the will of the committee?
Well, Madam Chair, I know this is late in the session. This is a resolution. I can't see anyone not supporting it. And so if you'd be willing to accept a motion, I would.
I certainly would be.
Move that we move out resolution number two.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, so moved. We will sign the document, and at that time, we will adjourn. Oh, by the way, this is.